Dalit and Marvin Zan that a sugya lady who has a chaf three times and you start having akiras and what's going to happen. Now the Klal Gadol is that a veshen ikvur, if you go past it one time and you don't see, then that's going to be akir veshen ikvur. When you're doing the veshen ikvur, in order to go and be akir, you have to pass it three times, and until you pass it three times, you're not going to be chayshish. Sorry, until you pass it three times, it's not going to be akir on the veshen ikvur. And the vest kavua lives on. We saw Pesach Chula discussing that. Are really on the vest? What do you have to do? You have to do bedika. If you don't do bedika, is that going to be akira or not?
She didn't see.
You tell me. Vesk for is definitely not going to be considered akira. Vesk for is also shetivdoi, and about it's not going to be akira. Vesk any kavua passes one time when I can be chayshus, and uyas speaks to the akira. Now the chiddush of the Gemara is that somebody has a vesk kavua, she's on a pattern, and now she sees one time not on the pattern. So we're really the Gemara, then not only have to be chayshus for your vesk kavua, the chiddush, you also have to be chayshus for the vesk any kavua, which is the chiddush, because I'm on a pattern, I'm scheduled, so okay, one time I messed up. So you could hear the pshat, I said no. So I don't have to be chayshus now and change again. I'm a scheduled person, and just because once something went not according to schedule, so then make a chayshus for the next time. That's not going to go point to schedule. But we see in the Gemara, they don't like that. If I have a vest kavua, I start seeing one time. So then, yeah, I start seeing one time. So if you have a vest kavua, so you say, no, Chayshus is now maybe starting a new pattern. They signed to schedule a new pattern, meaning they signed to schedule a new pattern. So then, okay, sorry about the guys. We signed to start a new pattern, so you have two patterns at the Chayshus report. Differently, you have to say, you sing on the, so she's every year signing a month, then next month she saw, let's say, Chav Beis. So you have to be Chayshus for Bein. Bein Yizayin and Bein Chav Beis, you have to chayshus both of them because maybe starting a new pattern with Chav Beis, and we don't say that I'm on schedule and I'm going back and it's not going to be a problem. Fine. So the Gemara says you have three chavs and then you start saying lamed. So the three, I guess, main girsas, Mahalchim, Bikron, and in the Rishonim, I guess, before we get to the Mechaber, and then we'll plug it, and then we'll plug into the Mechaber. The Shitas Rashi is you saw three times chav. And then lamed, and you passed again, and you oikir the chaf. It's three times you didn't see on chaf, and you oikir the chaf. So over there, I think where it says that now you oikir the chaf. If you come back now and see chaf afterwards, then the lach is the chaf is going to come back. Which this is a massive chiddush, and also something which is. I'm not sure how well known it is, but something is very negative. That if you have a vest kavua, you oikir it. The rest of your life, you are always stuck with that vest kavua. And if you see once, it comes back. You're back to your vest kavua. And I tell you.
Not if you
shouldn't. Yeah, see, if you weren't wearing another vest. So you weren't wearing another vest. Which is rare to have. Is rare for people to have vest kavuas, but to have two vest kavuas is extremely rare. So you have a vest kavua. And now you oikir three times, or 36 times, or 680 times. And then, 15 years later, you see on that interval, whatever it is, the vest is going to come back. And it's going to blow the code off, bring out that three times. We oikir it, and the code. So I've heard people being so big. So when this vest comes back, it's like, it's a real vest, like, can it be Mako?
On the other ones.
I saw three times, let's say the numbers easy, 3 times 27 of vest kavua. I was like 180 times in a row. 181st afterwards, about 11 years later, I see Yom Chedesh was, let's say, Yizayin in the month. So, is it a real Veskavua and I have no more Vestis, or just the Chumrah? We're putting back this thing.
When it comes back.
It's a full-fledged coming back, and this is your best. Mom's 100% stock, and this is what it is. And I can take it Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumrah, and I have to, the month before is Vest, I don't have to worry about it, because now I have a Veskavua. Where the Pshat is, I know. Pshat is that it's just Lechumrah, and so come on, you would not take it. So Stamina Avana, you have to understand the whole concept over here of coming back, this concept of this snapback vest, that the snapback vest is a very big chiddush. In every other chazakas, we don't find that you have a chazak, you can go ahead and change the chazak. And then once you're ikrit, you still live on with it. The Shara Mu'ud is Nagaya three times, sees three animals, whatever. Four shittas in the Gemara would say that you keep on going the four shitas, whatever you equate it. So you don't say Shar Mu'ad is Negev three times. Then went back three times is not Negev. Don't say, all of a sudden it is Negev one time, you're back to being Shar Mu'ad. There's no such thing. No such thing anytime. That we always say that once you equate it, it's gone, it's the Gamri gone. And being that it's the Gamri gone, it doesn't come back. Over here it's a massive chiddush, something which we don't find anywhere else, that I was equate it. And even though it's acre, we say it still lingers around, and if it would come back, it would come back. It's something which is a very interesting concept. You have to say something along the lines of that, Yesh Lechal, look at say, between Shar Mu'ad and Isha with a vest. The Pshat is, I guess, a Shar Mu'ad Pshat is, he thinks that Nusuk Pshat is Shar Mu'ad is not standard, as people are not wild, right? Because they're wild three times, okay, they come wild, and they come to Shar Mu'ad, they come to the animal. Then we see, calm down, it's tame, and you'd have to redo it, much like in Isha. Having a vest. It's a normal tibious thing that you should have a vest. By the old days, my dad wouldn't have a vest. And therefore we're gonna say that if it comes back, so then we're gonna put it back into the old vest, because that's the normal tibious of the Nashim to have a vest kavua, and therefore we're gonna put it back. The little aura on that is, which is even a little bit more of a kiddush, that it's shaykh for you really, you should have two vestas. Two vestas. Mechamisil van Bezdin, the person have two vestas. By Yom HaChidash. So, you could have, Mechamisil brings down, Plum Yishtag Avaya Vest, Vest, Yishtag Avaya three times on Shchidash, and three times, let's say, on the 4th, 5th, or 6th, whatever it is, and Yishtag Avaya Vest Chidash, the two vests, a flog, maybe they're serious to each other. Am I 25 or 30? Am I 22 or 30? Vesta Chedesh, let's say a lady sees three times on days of the month, three times on Chav days of the month. So you can have two vests, a Vesta Kavua Beis, Vesta Kavua Chav Beis. They both could be a Gurim for me to see, and the two would not be a steer each other. I can have both. So the Chavis that says, what will be the halacha if you Oikar, you have your, the two Vesta Kavua, the Beis and Chav Beis of the month. I was Oikar one of them. And now I see, 10 years later, back on Beis. I want my chav beis, right? I have beis three times in a row, then I have chav beis 10 times in a row, then I go against CM beis now. So does the beis snap back? Or I say no, I'm a chav beis, and it wouldn't snap back. So chav is that says, no, the beis would snap back, and I have two choices for both vests. Did I lose anybody? I'm getting a lot of blank stares.
What?
You have to question both vests. Now, you know, if the nusach would be that Pshat is that normally always that vestus, therefore you were accurate and now you snap back one time, so we put you back into the vestal world, so we're going to snap you back. It's not just because all ladies have vestus. Here you have two vestus, right? I have a vest now. I'm chabez because she always chabez. When it says they still, I go back to base. So it seems like along the lines of the Pshat is that being it's a normal thing for. The kids of the word is that even though I was okay three times, a lot of times, whenever I go back to it, there is a teva, of seeing it, and we tight up the teva as I'm going back to that teva, and therefore you have to go back, you have to go ahead of the chesis, and that's going to be cited in Shitas Rashi.
It's
cool little chumra, the pasuk should be everything. I don't see any reason why to be a sopek, I'm saying. I still make a vim, sopek, I'll see. The Gemara says the best. I don't understand why. The Gemara says, I think Rashi at least. I don't see any reason why this should be a suffix of kul l'chumra. It definitely sounds like bein l'chumra, bein l'chumra, you have a... Yeah, normally I don't see any reason why you have to go ahead. Another Ramban. Ramban learns the case. Now this, the Ran learns, Chusha Ran has a gear something Gemara that I saw three chafs, two lamids, and as I have two akiras, and then I went and I saw chaf. Right, three chafs, two lamids, and I see chaf. Now, so in the gersa, so then it'll come out there what? Did I have a akira on the chaf?
No.
So I wasn't like a chaf. I saw three chafs, two lamids, and then chaf. So I didn't have a akira. I didn't have a akira on the chaf. So what's going to be this way? So I then, according to that Mahalach, so the Chiddush of the Gemara is not going to tell us this new massive Chiddush of this snapback vest that comes back, dormant, whatever you want to call it, that comes back. I don't know, that's some of my chasm rabbi who's that. Kapanim,
who was chasm rabbi?
His name is Rabbi Wake, his name is. But therefore, you know, that's not going to be the chiddush. We see three chafs, two lamas, then you see a chaf, you go back to chaf. So what comes out is the shach is a little bothered by a vest of shach. So what's the chiddush that you oikar lama? What's the chiddush with that? Of course, you oikar lama. I see three chafs. If I see one lama, I see one chaf going to the shach. I'm oikar lama, right? Because the vest starts like a vest rucha. So why am I saying it's three chafs, two lamas, one chaf? I see one chaf, one lamed, one chaf, the lamed zayker. It's not a chiddush zayker lamed, because the zayker is always like the best zayker point of being in the shach. So therefore, is no chiddush if that would be the mahalach of the gemara. But the mani melech says no. I'm sure that is the case of the gemara, the mayor. I say, if I care. Normally, a veskara is not going to be like the best zayker, like the mayor says. And when you have a veskara earlier, it's not going to be like the best zayker. Why? Because in order for something to be a vesk, has to be that you passed the vest. If you didn't pass the vest, then it's not going to, then it's not going to be Iker. Over here, there's a chiddush when you're dealing with something which is a when you're dealing with something which comes a vest kavua. So in the bechay gav the vest ksar Iker vest ruchah. Normally, it would not be Iker. Dafk over here. If no, was a kasha. I see chaf lamed. I see chaf a shvei galamed. No, not Iker lamed. Only over here because the chaf is kavua, then it's going to be the ksar like the ruka, but normally that's the ksar would not be the ruka. There's a third gears of the Gemara, there in Ban Chedushim. Ban Chedushim goes that the Gemara is not gears of the Gemara, he learns that the Gemara is not talking about a vest of the Yamachedush, it's talking about a vest of Hafaga. That's how the Ramban learns. And that's the one way the Gemara learns about Yamachedush. That's how Rashi is learning. The Ramban learns the Gemara about the best of Haflaga. So what's the case? It's so Chaf, Lamed, and then I go back and what? Did you say? What? Chaf, skip lamed, then I skip chaf, skip lamed, that's everything. And then I saw day 40. Oh, 40.
Which is chaf. No, you skip chaf, the lamed after
chaf. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean
lamed 10 days later,
basically. Yeah, I saw day 40. What? You see day 40, okay? It's like the Ramban and the Vei Bechidish, that even though I passed the Chaf and I missed it, but I see in day 40, that's not a Riyah of 40, that's a Riyah of 20. Just the first 20 was a fluke. I missed the 20. I passed it. and therefore I didn't see it. Well, now when I go in and see day 40, it's like the Ramban, that's going to be exceeded a Riyah of 20, and therefore that's going to be a Riyah of 20, and therefore you're turning into a 20 Dika lady again, and therefore you have to be gracious. So Ramban says, it comes out going to be the Ramban. The Ramban only thinking more is, Ramban says like this. The two gears is the Gemara. The most time you have a chaydesh, the most time you have a flog. If it's time you have a chaydesh and you don't have any solution, you pass 20, pass 30, whatever, you just pass the month and you went around and so next time back. If it's a flog, you have a problem. If you pass the lamets and you didn't see how you're ever going to have a Riyah of 20, and what does it mention you through another Riyah? Where's going to be that can be the Riyah? So going to Rashi, you just went around, you got the next one. It's easy way to do it. But if you learn that some of us are flog, so we're. How did you get back to that flog? Look around in the Bechidish. If I see on day 40, it's a mini, it's being that it's 20 from 20, we say the first 20 I missed it, fluke, and therefore it's a Riyah of 20, and therefore it's going to be Chuzer, the vest of 20. The Ramban in Samach Dal clearly says that it's 20, 20, 20, you go 20 from 40, and therefore he says in Kedush. What? Yeah? Now. In terms of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch brings down every Gila Mesim, Kodim Shishu Liyam Shleisim, Zer Zer Oster, Gila Mesim, Liyam Shleisim, Pam, Lassim, Mishim, Harishim. So it's twice, Liyam Shishu, Zer Vesurim, if you switch, three times, Liyam Shleisim, Hit the Yom Mesim, right? It says, Liyam Ach, Shin Sa Pam, Pam, Liyam Shleisim, Rasul Esrim, the 20, Chaz of Esrim, Koyim, Hit the Hotar Shleisim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you see three times 20, two times 30, go back to 20, so then the 20 comes back and Hutter Yoim Shleishim. So the nice again, a little bothered by the question is that I think more seems in Rashi, at least more seems that you pass it three times and Shulchan Aruch says two times. So the Shach throws in that no, we're talking about a taka that you saw a third time. That's what Shach says. There's another reel over here, stop it in, and you saw another reel over here, and about everyone holds of each other, but holds the Rashi, and you saw another reel. And that's really the case, and that's really the case. And he saw it twice on 30, and then he saw 35, and then he saw 20, and that's the case. What the Shulchan Aruch means. The Shtickel Ara on the Shach is that the Chayra would be Sift as Vav. Since the Shizur Isaleish for some going Shizur Pamakas Liyoyim Shleishim Shnei Lamvi Shizur Lamadalad Mekaves Rishon. And the Shach is that that's the next sif. Next sif says that you saw three times, take it, and you come back, and that they're both saying the same Kiddush. It's a shtick of Ara, and therefore that's the Ara on the Shach. You're putting an extra real, it's really the next sif. So it could be the next step is a Tesefes Chiddush. So the next, what are the reasons for the next step? What do you see? What are the days? 32, 34. That might be a D-log. So it's a little bit more of a Chiddush, even though maybe I'm signing another Vest of D-log and I come back to be all Vest because of Vest of Gremlin. That I'm on the pattern, I'm starting with the pattern, still it'll be a Chiddush, it's a Tesefes Chiddush. It's a Tesefes, no, I see a pattern starting. So you might think, no, give me that. I see a pattern starting. It looks like we're starting. But snapback is a Chiddush. I'm starting, and it looks like we're starting a pattern of something else. You might think I'm starting something else. Maybe you could hear that's a Tesefes Chiddush. I'm going, that's the Aron the Shach. But then he says, Malacha, that's what I did twice. And
so this is
how do I know it's not the Madani Melech says the Chiddush is like we said, they saw twice, base mayor, that Vesk Sar is Aikar Rucha, and the reason why Vesk Sar is Aikar Rucha is because over here, because Kavua, Mashen Giv would not be Kavua. So then the halacha is that it would not, then only over here is Aikarit, Mashen Giv normally would not go ahead and be Aikarit. Taz mentions also the Gersa of the Ran, Taz also mentions the Gersa of the Ran, that there's a Gersa which would be like the Madani Melech. Fine. What time is it? 47, okay. Fine. So in Sifta Zavav, there's a whole discussion of the Mesa came and gave that discussion we just discussed. If somebody skips a Riya, do you go with Mini Arai? Or a flog is Riya to Riya? And once it's once you don't see Riyah Teriyah, so then the halacha is then it's not. Once it's not Riyah Teriyah, then the halacha is then it's not going to be considered. It's not going to be considered. Not going to be considered a best. So Mashal says that the pasha says that a Riyah is flogged as Riyah Teriyah, and once a person skips day 20, it's like Mashal, you don't have to rush to day 40. Why? Because what's a flog? A flog is Riyah Teriyah, and being that flog is Riyah Teriyah, so therefore once a person skips that Zman, you acre it, since you, and you don't have to be chishish for, if you see on at that time, you don't have to be chishish for it, and it's not considered akira. The base taste of the hand is machma. The base taste says that I skip one aflaga. So now the luck is that I skip aflaga after chayshish, that maybe next month I'm going to see that. I can see that aflaga. There's two machlokes between the base taste and mashal. A lady who skips day 20. You have a 20 day aflaga. Do you have to chayshish day 40 or not? Going to mashal, you have to chayshish?
No.
Going to base taste and taz, you have to chayshish? You chayshish. Now, another nafkamin is, let's say, takasin on day 40. What happens? Yeah, going to Mashal, what are you doing? Day 40 Riyah. So, going to the Beseisif and I'm back in my 20 world. Which this could get very complicated, as for ladies who sometimes have like these long periods. So, if they had a flug of 33, right? And then like 15 years later, you see a flug of 66. What do you mean?
She had
the basketball at 33. And then she was like, great. And years later, she's 66. So that might be a 33 with his kid, right? It's according to. Why not?
If she wasn't Michelle, it
would be. Huh? What? Wait, what? Wait, what? What is that? It's totally in Damocles. I'll go get that. Okay. We'll come back. Fine. So, bottom, so that's one Damocles. Damocles says that. What? Now there's another machlokes. Let's say I passed three times. I was like three times. Now you're gemeinim selekes. Then you went and you saw.
Okay.
I say you like three times. You passed three times. You stopped three times. You passed three times. And now you skipped it three times. You skipped it three times. Now you went and you saw. Do we say that now I'm starting to see again? And being that I'm starting to see again, I'm going to have to be chayshish. Or do you say that that was nekar? What's the, I guess, the taich of machlokes is? The lacha like this. The lacha is that a lady who is muberes, so muberes, minekes, the lacha is that after you have been with selekes, so I went to 3 months, you have been with selekes, minekes, it's been of, dinner with selekes. So the lacha is that after she passes the Zman of Mubarak's Menekes, the lucky is that once she sees again, so all the Vashleini Kabuas, we say, Yoiker. Mashenkein, the Ves Kabua, we say that's coming back. So therefore, the Taz wants to find that says Sfara, that just like we see by a Ves Mubarak's Menekes, that's going like the Ves Kabua, it's the Soto here. Yeah, that flog, whatever it was. You pass away three times, you don't see. Now you start seeing again. So maybe it should be similar to Mubarak's Menekes. Just like Mubarak's Menekes, you say that once you start seeing it, you finish work. So look over here, you do not have to. So over here, you're going to have to be gracious for the best coin. You have to go ahead and gracious again. The side to say not like that is that Yesh Lechalik and Mubarak's Menekes. As the Shach is made on both. The Shach says you don't have to be gracious. Why not? It's Yesh Lechalik between Mubarak's and Menekes. Which is that she had a vest kavua. Now, there's a sibah why she wasn't zayin. Let's see why she wasn't zayin, because she's breast menachas. Now that she went and started to see again, so put her back in. So why should she not go to the vest kavua? Like, nothing changed about her. She has a vest kavua, she has a schedule, everything's whatever. She had a reason why there's a break in the action, because she was breast menachas. Well, and she starts seeing again, so we say, okay, now you're back to your original schedule, and if we say that halacha is that you have to go ahead and be chayshish. Hashem Kane, over here, there's no reason why she stopped singing. We have no reason to say why she stopped singing. How might she stop singing? Could be she's on different marechet. The fact that she sees one time, so therefore make a tesa, then that's gonna make it now you have to be chayshish again. So one time, as much. It's still, you know, it's be different than embarrassing. Because we have two shaylas over here. One shayla in the step was, what's the halacha if a lady skips day 20? Do you have to chayshish for the minyan, right? That was one shayla. Taz is machmir on that. Shach is meikel. And another shayla, once you start seeing, what happens then? So that also, Taz wants to be machmir with it. Now you're back into the merechet that you're going to see in Machmer. Mashenke, the Shach says, no, you don't have to be Yamshim Yamshim Shleim himself, a minyan aroi was Mekel, whereas on the amount of days, like if they have to be for 20, 40, 60, it was Mekel. Mashenke, once you start seeing, then already he says, you never Iker, right? Yamshim says, I never Iker, right? If I have a 20, so I go 20, 40, 60, 80, now I see day 100, so of course I'll go back to 20. Yamshim Shleim says, I was never Iker, as long as I'm on Akira, then for sure you're going to have to go ahead and be chayshus, because you never had one akira, and therefore you're going to have to you have to be chayshus. One last item, because this discusses about going to get a snapback if you have a dilug. So, is there a snapback on? So first we had some safe and Shiva says that the snapback is even after kamashana, maybe some mamkem is. That can make even years later. But since I'm going to say, if you have a dilug and it comes back, you see you're back on the pattern, so why not? You know, it's a regular vest, and therefore, b'chayra, if a person's coming back, even instead of dilug, when say the luck is, that's a snapback, and therefore, you're going to have to go ahead and be chayshish.